T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We posed a question to Caps fans earlier on the show, and we were just wondering, should we be worried about this Caps team? You guys have lost 3 in a row. It's a bit of a slump.
Well, it's longer than that, right? What is it, like 6 of 9, something like that?
5 of 8, I believe, is the number I saw. I'm just going with the immediate. They've lost 3 in a row, 5 of 8. Haven't been playing as well. The power play has struggled. Should we start to get a little worried?
You know, I think we're going through a rough patch in our season right now, and having some troubles in a few different areas. And you know, obviously we've won a lot of games earlier on, and I think in all reality, it's going to happen at some point, and it's just unfortunate that we're going through it right now.
Coach, the headline from RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, a popular Caps blog, was "Predators beat Caps 7-2 in a game so bad you don't really need to read this recap." Do you kind of agree with that headline? Talk about, you know, there were weird circumstances with last night's game. Quick turnaround. You had to go play in Nashville coming off a home game. Talk about how things unfolded last night, getting in the hole early, and Caps just could never recover.
Yeah, it was a much different situation than we've gone through this year. And it was not really... schedule-wise, yes, that's happened, and that's difficult to go on the road and against a team that's fresh. But we've actually, at one point earlier in the year, we had done something we hadn't done in 26 years, which is winning 3 of those back-to-backs in a row. And so that's been kind of a strength of ours, has been able to improve in that spot. But last night was a little bit different in regard to the fact that we were planning on playing Braden Holtby going into the game into just a few hours before, and then ended up having to take him out of the game and go with Phoenix Copley for basically what came down to like 3 in his last 4, which is difficult for a goaltender in this league, and you know, him playing back to backs, and unfortunately we didn't give him a ton of support, and no matter what, we weren't taking him out. So it was a little bit of a unique situation in that regard, and one that I hadn't had to deal with before. So that was a learning spot for sure for our team and for myself, in regard to the fact that regardless of what happened, we weren't taking them out. So there was no chance to change momentum. We things didn't go our way, and we stuck with them, and our team battled right till the end. That's the one thing I will say about that game is, we're standing up for each other. There's fights at the end of the game. There's power plays where we're laying down and blocking shot after shot. We're committed and still never stop trying to play for that goaltender until the end of the day, even though we knew we weren't going to win the game by the end.
Coach Reardon, going back a few games, were you surprised at all that Holtby had to come out of the Columbus game with a stick to the eye? Personally, I get lulled into a false sense of security with goalies, with all the padding and protection, unless they get run over by, you know, a guy crashing the net. But when the stick blade sneaks through the mask like it did from Atkinson and pokes him in the eye, he's got to come out of the game.
Yeah, that's you don't see that one very often, that's for certain. And, you don't expect that to happen. You know, you have a different plan in place for all your players and, you know, where you're at salary cap wise and situations, you know, so that, you know, when injuries do happen, you have players readily available. But it's a whole different sequence and scenario when you're dealing with your goaltender. So yes, that was a unique injury as well. And then, you know, it ultimately comes down to that, he is so important to us that we're not going to put him in a situation unless he's 100%. So, that's what we've been dealing with here, and that added on to a little bit of the adversity last night, and certainly not a game that we're proud of. It's on how we play. None of that. Don't take what I'm saying wrong. And once the game is out of reach, there can be a little bit of a drop-off in the commitment. And I'll tell you, it never stopped for our players in terms of the physical play, in terms of blocking shots. You know, you got guys getting in fights and scrums and showing that, you know, we're not quitting until the very, very end. And that was a part that impressed me out of the game, and obviously something, one of the few positives I can take from it.
Coach, are you guys just maybe a little bit more banged up than we realize? Just, and also, you know, in a combination of that, just sort of tired at this point in the season?
You know, I just think it's been a, you know, from the start of the season till obviously coming up on All-Star break here, we're still looking for that first game of having our full lineup in there, you know, that we've kind of projected, and then we've gone through quite a few different things, whether it's suspensions or you know, injuries, you know, when you start dealing with some of the type of injuries that go on, they take a little longer to sometimes get you back up to full speed. And, you know, but that's part of the game. So we've done a good job. And, you know, obviously, you know, tied atop the Metro with Columbus right now. And, you know, it's been a hard battle to get there. You know, expected it to be a little bit of a, you know, in the research I had done, that there would be a little bit of a drop off at different times after, you know, the Stanley Cup run last year and the successes we had. But I didn't expect it to come through injury and through suspension and through having to use guys maybe a little bit more than you should, or some players that you didn't expect to have to use at all. So it's been a good situation where our team has been able to get a look at some different players in our organization and put different players in different spots. And, you know, you got to take the positive from what we've gone through. And I think that in the long run, it'll help us get back to where we want to be and playing our best hockey, hopefully at the end of the year here.
Coach Reardon, you appeared in 183 career NHL games, so I know that you were super impressed by the milestone that Brooks Orpik hit a few nights ago, appearing in his 1,000th NHL career game. Talk about the commitment it takes for him and any other player to get to that level where they reach 1,000 career games in the NHL.
Yeah, that's an amazing accomplishment. And, you know, I, as a coach, and especially, you know, in my prior coaching, you know, even starting off in the American Hockey League, probably one of the best days you see for a player and most fun you have as a coach is when you tell a player he's getting ready to go up to play his very first NHL game. And then to think, so that's a really unique, you know, how hard those players sacrifice to just get one game, and the commitment that their families have made and they've made, and they finally, you know, become one of 550 or whatever the number is of players that are in the NHL. They've accomplished their dream. And then now to take it times 1,000 is an awesome thing to be a part of. And certainly with Brooks is a guy that I've spent well over half of those with him. It's been, was you know, that was something that was important to be a part of for me. And it meant a lot just knowing how he does it, the leadership that he's been able to bring to our organization here in Washington, and the way he was able to help change our culture. He and I had a vision going into this situation. Obviously, we worked together in Pittsburgh, and you know, was able to watch him win a Stanley Cup there as well, and go through some of the things that he could do there, and watch it firsthand and work with him. And know the difference that he can make, not only in your locker room, but helping young players develop. And he's a unique player in that regard. So, and then just to feel really strongly about bringing him here to be a part of what we were going to do in Washington, and watch it transform, and us ultimately raise that cup over our heads last year as an organization was awesome. And he had a big part in it. So it was a special time, the 1,000 games. Looking forward to celebrating that in front of with all the fans here coming up on later this week.
Coach, I know you only concentrate on the next game on the schedule, but I have the luxury of looking down the road, and I love
what do we got?
I love to put in my Google search bar if the NHL playoffs started today, like way too early. So, but if they started today, your opponent would be your next actual opponent, the New York Islanders, and Barry Trotz is coming to town. Emotions are going to be running high through that game. So talk about, you know, Barry Trotz's return and talk about your next opponent. And if you eventually meet them in the playoffs, what you're going to be facing.
Yes. You know, it's obviously know those situations, and I'm aware of them. I don't get too caught up into who exactly the specific opponent's going to be in yet. You know, so usually after, you know, game 55, game 60, you start to look and you start to figure out some more probable opponents. But I'm well aware of who the possibilities are, and you spend a little bit more time watching them and getting prepared for them. And, you know, so that lines us up with the Islanders here, you know, in the next few days. And that's something that's, it's important for us to rebound. And we know that they're a team that's played well and they play hard. And, you know, we're very familiar with the system that they're playing. You know, it's somewhere where we were able to have success last year and or last time we played them in their building, and they'll be definitely I'm fired up for sure. I know as well they should. There'll be a video tribute for Coach Trotz, you know, during the game, and very well deserved. Obviously, you know, you can't say enough about Barry and the impact that he had, obviously, as the head coach. And you know, I wouldn't be here in this organization if it wasn't for Barry. So I have a ton of respect for him. And but that being said, we really like to use that as a time to respond to our little rough patch here and make sure that we're ready to finish the last four games the right way here before the All-Star break. So it's an important game for us.
Talking to Coach Todd Reirden, head coach of the Washington Capitals, who do remain atop the Metro Division. Interesting that you say you're familiar with their system. Have teams adjusted to your system? Are you seeing teams approach you differently now?
You know, I think that it's one thing I have found through my years of playing and coaching is that it's very much a copycat league in the National Hockey League. So in the summers when the coaches, players go off to, you know, summer houses and those type of things, coaches, they go and look at what worked and why did that team win, and only one team can win. What were they doing that was so good, and how is that such a successful system? So we've seen, you know, more teams do some of the stuff that we do in different areas of the ice. And you know, I think a lot more teams spent time studying our system this summer than they ever have. You know, I know that's definitely a process that many organizations and coaches go through, is if you're going to study somebody, you want to study somebody who just won doing something. So, you know, that's something that we've made, you know, some slight adjustments. But for the most part, it's come down to the execution by us within our system and doing things better than others has been the difference maker for us. And at this point, you know, in this rough patch here, we haven't been as sharp in those areas and as good with our details of the game and that define us and you know, push us over the hump. So it's not so much what teams are doing to us, but more the fact that we have not been on top of our game. And you know, when we are, we're a difficult team to beat, and that's something we're working for here these last four games, and we'll be talking about tomorrow as a group.
Coach, now this might be a dumb question. Don't kill me if it is. All right, because this is from a listener. All right,
there's no such thing as a dumb question.
He wants me to ask you if you thought about putting Willie in front of the net on the power play like you did with Joel Ward and Justin Williams back in the day because of the size and skills. Now that could be a stupid question, but I told him I'd ask you.
I like it. I like it. I'm certainly we've been looking at all different options of how to improve our power play. I hope that the goal we scored last night was a little bit more of what our power play has looked like in the past, and you know, the way we moved the puck around, and you know, the sharpness we were moving the puck, and like I said, you know, we had that. We hit a post on another one. I think it seems to be trending in the right direction. You know, so with some of the stuff we did last night and the prior game, with shooting the puck and getting opportunities that way. So, but that is something to look at for sure, is his ability to be at the net front as a constant, and he would be the best guy at it, no doubt about it. So that listener is well informed and watches a lot of hockey. So he's a guy that I can't get on the ice enough right now, Tom Wilson. So, you know, with how he's playing, this year has been phenomenal. His, compete level, his skill level, the number of goals he's scoring. I mean, this is such an improved player, and, you know, that we've got to find different ways to get him on the ice. We had never really used him on the power play. We've used him on our second unit. And, you know, and his penalty killing numbers have climbed. And then, you know, obviously his goal scoring and, you know, ability to create offense is headed for a career high as well, you know, in goals per game and points per game. So lots of good things about number 43. And then I love what he does last night, to try to get our team going. And that's something that, you know, with the fight and with hits and stirring things up to try to get our team going and try to change momentum, because we weren't able to change it any other way other than that. And he was the first one to step up and do that. So it was lots of good things to talk about with Tom Wilson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.